Thank you, Russ. Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the SS 109 on the 22nd of April 2020 at 1400 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Kaveh, Danko, Russ, Lauren, Navid, Zarko, and Scott. Apologies from Kirianne, Boban, Eric, Lane, and Jabera. Joining us today are Ramanu and Dennis, and attending from ICANN org is Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. Technical writer Heather is on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Russ, I'll turn the call over to you today. Thank you.
Thank you. So the things we want to do today are make sure that everybody is working along on the sub teams to resolve the public comments. The spreadsheet on the agenda, first link in the spreadsheet, has the list of the teams and each of the teams has a name that is bold. We're asking that person to act as the rapporteur for that sub team. And so the first question I have is whether any of the sub teams' rapporteurs have any issues they need to bring back to the whole team at this time. Okay, hearing none, what I'm hoping is that these teams are making progress or at least getting organized to make progress. If we are able to finish the summary comments today, what we'll do is not have a call next week so that the sub teams can get together in this time slot, in addition to any other time. So let's see if we can do that. So in the agenda, the second link is the public comment spreadsheet. And thought I had marked where we left off.
Line 368 on the second
tab. Oh, sorry, we're in organized by section tab. And we were discussing row 367 when we ran out of time last week. So that had gotten to the point where we said each of the sub teams needs to make sure the recommendations that they're dealing with are smart, and that we did not believe that any of the recommendations we were making were outside of the remit of ICANN. So we kind of came to that last point just as the call was ending. So please take a minute and review this and see if there's anything else we want to do regarding this one. Heather, can you remind us whether the citation on page 31 has been filled in?
Probably not. We haven't gone back and dealt with any of the citations at this time.
Okay, so another part of the response is that we will fill that in. Okay, is there anything else to do here? Okay, let's turn to row 368, comment from ESSAC. My gut reaction is to assign this to the abuse subteam. Basically, what they're saying is between now and SSR 3, it's not even remotely possible that DNS abuse will be eliminated. So what is the yardstick for have made progress on this?
This is Scott. Hey, Russ. On this one, I mean, I agree that, you know, I don't think we're ever going to effectively make DNS abuse go away, right? Like, we can track metrics on it, but
right,
it'll never be any, it just like spam, right? I mean, we can do our best, but it's still pervasive.
Yeah, I think that's right. So we should identify the metric and how much of a dent we can hope for.
Yeah, it should be some sort of metric that we can track against versus, yeah, trying to eliminate it, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, yeah, it's just, of, you know, natural disaster or pandemics and stuff like that, it's going to spike. So it's not always going to be a downward trend in a metric.
I think we should assign this to subteam 11.
So this is Lynn. I think that this is definitely an aspect, and we can always think about two ways of doing this. One is look at metrics, and the other one is, and I think this is a relevant one, that's why I'm raising my voice for the abuse, for this review team, which is we're proposing certain controls or mitigation strategies. So there should be, you know, you should be able to say, have these been implemented, right? So this would be the other one. In general, looking at the last one and this one, we might want to consider adding a bit more detail on essentially the whole landscape where we locate ICANN in there, because then I think we would address both issues in one go, essentially.
Sure. All right. Anything else on row 368? Okay, let's move to 369. Okay, which recommendation is page 51 part of?
I'll sort that out. I think this is a, wherever they have the knit of the citation is left to be added, because we probably put in brackets citation to be added. That's just a thing that needs to be done.
Right. But let's have the sub team that's working that page anyway do it.
Okay. I will find it.
Okay, let's move to 370. So, Mog is asking us to add a recommendation, if I read this right.
In fact, two.
That's why I didn't directly assign it to something. I was not
sure
what to do with this.
Well, we do have a privacy related recommendation that could take on the two, the GDPR and CCPA pieces of this. Is that right? Yeah, team 29. So, the other one, I think the team needs to talk about, do we want to even say anything about sunsetting who is before RDAP is proven?
So this is Lauren. Obviously, looking at Mark's comment, they are in the weeds with this and obviously want to see a solution here. But there is obviously a whole different process in place to deal with the who is. And
right, they just want another voice.
Yes. So what I'm wondering about is, and I think we need to have a discussion about this at some point, right? Which is like from our perspective as SSR, how important is this? Should we make a comment about this, number one? And two, should this comment reach the level of a recommendation? So, I mean, we could talk about it, but not make a recommendation, recognizing that there are other people to do this.
Right, and I happen to be totally in favor of RDAP and the ability to use the login or not login, or the once you've logged in, which group you're a member of, to release more granular information to those people who need it. So I think it's the right thing to do. They're just afraid we're going to do it before we know that it meets everything that Whois does. And from what I've seen of the ICANN plan, it's extremely conservative in making sure that they don't cut over too soon. Frankly, I'd like them to be a little more aggressive, but I don't think that's an SSR issue. Certainly it's not clear it would align with the strategic plan.
Okay. So to me, that sounds like we write something about it, but don't do a recommendation.
Well, we could write something in our public response.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Who?
I mean, the abuse team would be the most logical, but the problem is, I think we give a lot of stuff to the abuse team, and the abuse team needs to do all that work.
But they are the ones who do point to the RDS related stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hi, sorry, I was muted. Yeah. I'll have the group I'm working with take a look at this. I think at a minimum, we should make sure that the comments that we aren't able to address are called to the attention of staff. I think, you know, one issue that is quite concerning is that even the current minimum RDAP standards are not being properly implemented by a number of contracted parties. That was brought to light in a recent study that Greg Aaron completed. I believe I sent a link to this team. That has, of course, important implications for who is, does touch on some of the recommendations and work that this team has done. So I think at a minimum, the group that's dealing with this in the report should also take a look at this comment.
Okay. Subteam 11, then, I think. Okay, so we've given two parts to two subteams. I think that is there anything else we need to do here as a whole group? Okay. Let's move to 371 then. So one of the things about this is the operating standards did not even exist when this team started, and we said that we would look at them and implement some things, but we would not implement others. So this, I don't remember being in one pile or the other, the what inputs did we look at? I remember we chose that we were not going to estimate the cost of implementation. Which is what the end of this statement is talking about, but the first part is not.
Yeah, so this is Lauren. I think a lot of this can be resolved through dealing with the kind of a smart issue because that would essentially talk about the, what the desired outcome would be, how you would measure it, right? And then the problem statements, this is, I think, something we have to keep in mind when we go through the report again, make sure this is given every time. With estimating the cost, I mean, there are good reasons why we're not going to do it. So I think this is, I feel this is one that is warranted, but I feel this is really kind of a more general one that we need to address, make sure in the end that it's all there. At least these are my two.
Okay, so I think what we just said is, one, we're not going to estimate the resources to implement. Why is that?
Don't worry, I'll fix it.
Yeah, but I can't read it.
Yeah. This is Lauren. Rest with the resource thing. We should, I think, also mention some of the reasoning. And I remember one part of the reasoning was that in a lot of cases, we are not clear what is happening within ICANN and what's already been done. So it is very hard to estimate how much that would be, because it could range from essentially creating something to just taking a few things that already exist and create some documentation or get an audit, right? So I think that's important. We kind of say that we have good reasons where we're saying we cannot do this.
Well, we also felt that this was setting up a situation where, say, we came up with an estimate of, I don't know, $500,000 for one of our recommendations. And then staff goes and estimates it, and it's either $100,000 or $2 million, and that is then used as a justification for the team didn't know what we were talking about. So it ends up being a gotcha instead of a thing that is helping prioritize and facilitate implementation.
Okay. I'm typing a comment that I will just add, like, as a Google comment, so we don't forget those.
Oh, to say something about that in the intro or something.
Yes, and Heather can put it wherever she needs it to have.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, is there anything else to capture with 371? Okay, let's look at the last one, 372. You can do this quickly, you can get half the time back. Yeah, I think this is a really good comment. We do need to highlight the what they call overlap, where we know it exists. Anyone think otherwise? Anything else to say here? Okay, then that brings us to the any other business part of the agenda. Okay, in terms of confirming actions, the sub-teams need to get together and bring back anything that they think might break consensus in the dealing with their groups. And the plan will be for there not to be a plenary call next week, but for sub-teams to use that time to get together. I'm not hearing anybody trying to say anything.
Sounds good.
So I think that means we're done for today. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Ralph. Thank you. Bye.